In this bulletin, a missing boy found safe and well, COVID booster shots approved for 12 to 15-year-olds with health issues, and an Australian boxing champion's home targeted in a drive-by shooting. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. An 11-year-old boy who went missing in Sydney's northwest yesterday has been found safe and well. A local found Christopher Wilson in bushes along Annengrove Road, where the boy had last been sighted after getting off his school bus. He's been treated by paramedics after spending the night in 4-degree temperatures and has now been taken to hospital for further assessment. Queensland police have arrested two men after an 18-hour siege on the Gold Coast. The pair were taken into custody after being holed up in a duplex in Nerang. The siege unfolded after officers attempted to serve the two men with return-to-prison warrants for allegedly breaching bail conditions. Opposition leader Peter Dutton is calling on the government to bring forward the start of Parliament to fix anti-terrorism laws. The High Court has ruled to reinstate the Australian citizenship of two men suspected of terrorist activities after the Home Affairs Minister had cancelled it last year. The court ruled that the section of the law giving the minister the power to remove citizenship was unconstitutional. It means others who've had their citizenship revoked under the same section could now also have it reinstated. Attorney General Mark Dreyfus says he'll examine the judgment and maintains there are measures in place to manage security risks. But Peter Dutton has told Radio 2GB in Sydney it could pose a threat to the nation.
The government needs to take the advice to look at the judgment and to work out what the legislative response needs to be. And this needs to happen as a matter of urgency because we don't want these people paroled and back out on the street and having the opportunity to commit a terrorist offence.
Casino monitoring bodies in Victoria and New South Wales have approved Blackstone's $8.9 billion takeover of Crown. Conditions include that Crown Melbourne's board must have an independent majority. The stipulations stem from recommendations by last year's inquiry into the casino operator, which assessed the suitability of Crown Melbourne to hold a gaming licence. The federal government is blaming their predecessors for the exacerbated wait times in passport applications. The Department of Foreign Affairs says it's been slammed with unprecedented high demand for passports, which has now reached a record-breaking 16,000 applications a day. Assistant Minister for Foreign Affairs, Tim Watts, has announced a new additional call centre with 35 staff this week and 35 more staff next week, along with at least 250 new workers over the next 6 weeks to help process applications. Mr. Watts told Sky News the previous government should have taken more action to boost passport office resources as borders reopened.
The surge in demand that we've been experiencing over the recent months is entirely predictable, and it should have been planned for and ahead by the previous government so that we haven't seen the kind of scenes that we've been seeing this week, the queues at the passport offices and the really frustrating wait times.
Health Minister Mark Butler has announced a recommendation for eligible 12 to 15-year-olds to receive a COVID-19 booster vaccination. The Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation made the recommendation for those who are most at risk of severe disease, with up to 120,000 eligible children. It includes children who are severely immunocompromised, have a disability with complex health needs, or who have multiple health conditions that increase the severity of COVID-19. The booster will be available from June 14. Australian heavyweight boxing champion Justice Hooney's home has been shot up in a drive-by attack in southern Brisbane. Police are investigating the shooting, in which up to 5 bullets were fired into the 23-year-old's home in Sunnybank Hills. I'm Greg Dyett, and that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.